We're joined right now by a linebacker for the Tampa Bay Bucks. He is a Super Bowl champion. He is a Pro Bowler. He is an All-Pro, an NFL leader in sacks last season with 19.5. He was undrafted in 2014 out of Colorado State. He is Shaq Barrett. Shaq, it's great to have you on. How are you?
Oh, thanks for having me on.
It is great to have you on. I appreciate your time, and I appreciate you. It take me back about a year. I want to start right there, because last year at this time, you signed with the Tampa Bay Bucks. What kind of emotions were you feeling at that time, and then what kind of expectations did you have for the 2019 season?
So initially when I was signed, and it was something that I knew was going to happen, like I knew I was going to be out of Denver after last season, so it was something I was looking forward to, but it was still hard to do. I had to... like the moving and relocating and everything was hard, but ever since day one, they welcomed me down here and I've been enjoying it. I've been loving it. They've been loving me, and goals coming in was just to first to earn a starting spot and then just to produce double digit sacks and just be better than I was all around last year.
Right. So Shaq, you knew that probably you were going to take on an opportunity someplace else, but maybe in the very beginning, you didn't know exactly where that was going to be. What was it about the opportunity in Tampa that got you excited? Why did you think that was a good fit?
Honestly, I was thinking Cincinnati at first, because Cincinnati was always giving me more money and I wanted more security for my family, but that, like, they ended up pulling it off and that fell through. So Tampa, like, they were still there. They still wanted me. And I'm like, I want to be there now. And once that happened, I was, like, all on board with Tampa. And it ended up being a blessing in disguise. And it worked out the way it's supposed to work out.
Shaq Barrett joining us. It's worked out great. Now, you had not been a regular starter in Denver. Then you got the chance with the Bucks, and then all you did was start every single game, lead the league with 19.5 sacks. When you look back on last season, what kind of thoughts do you have, and what do you remember most?
Yeah, last season was just crazy. Like, just to come on and the way that I came on, like after not starting and then coming in and having 19.5 sacks leading the league, it was just mind-blowing, but it felt like that all my preparation from my previous 5 years led up to this time, just keep working through, persevering through everything, and just giving it my 100%, and then my opportunity came. I was ready, and I put the work in so I could be able to take off, and I was able to take off, and it's like, it's still crazy to just think about, like that large jump that I made from five to year six, and yeah, it's still mind-blowing to me, but it was the opportunity and the preparation all in perfect timing.
Shaq Barrett joining us. I was going to ask you about that preparation, because your journey to this point is amazing. When you and I spoke a few years back, we touched on some of this, but I don't know if people truly appreciate the work that you've put in. You were undrafted out of college. You spent 16 of the 17 weeks on the Broncos practice squad your first year, but you just kept working. You kept grinding. How much did you learn and grow during those first few years in Denver?
Oh, I think that set me up perfectly to where I needed to be at right now. Like, coming in, I wanted to get drafted. I wanted to contribute on defense right away. But, like, hindsight, like, I wasn't ready my first year. Like, practice squad was probably the best thing, like, that they had, at, like, for me. Like, I'm happy practice squad was invented, because it helped me earn a spot on the team next year. And it helped me just learn and grow and be in practice going against the starting tackles and watching Vaughn and then go Vaughn and beware practice and trying to do moves, their version, my version of their moves, and like doing it against the starting tackle. So it did help me learn a lot, help me build a lot of everything, like pass rush moves, like everything. My run game, defense, like everything was able to improve over them first few years on practice squad. Like, I wanted my role to increase like year 4 or 5, but it ended up working out perfectly.
We are talking to Shaq Barrett. Now, Shaq, the coaches in Tampa rave about you, but you also amaze them. Like, Dan Pompey has this great piece on you where Larry Foote, who coached the linebackers, talks about how you're the smallest guy in the linebackers' room. How do you explain being the smallest guy in that room by a decent amount, by the way, and yet you lead the NFL in sacks? How does that work?
Hey, Foote, I don't know why Foote always thinking I'm the smallest guy in the room.
Is that not
he
true?
He always say that, though. No, okay. I am. But I still pretend like I'm bigger. But, yeah, I usually about 235, 240. But it's like mindset mentality to me. Like, I already know I'm not stronger than the person I'm going against anyway. Like, I just got to use my skills and use, like, all my keys to help me to be the best that I could be. I'm not just going up and trying to manhandle him and just go straight through the guy. Like, I just use everything. Like, it's times where you can do that. It's times where you got to finesse. Like, I try to keep him guessing, keep him off page, like, of what I'm doing, because I am a little bit small. I don't have as much power. My speed is pretty good, but it's not, like, top end as the top people. But, like, I just use all my surroundings and all my keys to help me succeed.
All right, so maybe Foot saying that, but your D coordinator, Todd Bowles, said this. Bowles said, quote, "I've been around some decent ones, and he does it different from all of them. Some were powerful, some were lengthy, some were fast, all were one or the other, and they were all bigger. He just knows how to play. He can finagle himself and put his body in position to make a play." So I think Todd Bowles is saying effectively what you're saying. What's it been like to play for Bowles?
Oh, amazing. Coach Bowles, he's a genius. He knows everything. He knows exactly what we need to fix. It's just up to us to fix it. I love playing in this game. Like, love playing for Coach Bowles, B.A., Foot, like, everybody. We are, like, it's a great organization down here, and I appreciate everything you said. I just think, like, I'm a football player. Like, whatever my job is, it might not be perfect at first, but the more I rep it and the more I get comfortable with it, and then it's going to be where you want it to be at, like. It's all about, like, I just think I'm a football player. Like, I just want to be the best at whatever job it is that y'all want me to do. I don't want to be mediocre or anything. So that's, like, something that also drives me.
Shaq Barrett joining us. All right, to that point, as good as you are at getting after the passer, Foot was, and maybe it's a Foot thing again, he was a little concerned that you might be undersized when it came to stopping the run. But in the season opener against San Francisco, there was a play where Joe Staley was coming at you. Matt Breida was behind you. You hit Staley in the chest, and then you tackled Breida. The coaches talk about what an enormous moment that was. What do you remember about that moment? And then how much pride do you take in your ability to not only get after the quarterback, but to stop the run too?
Honestly, that felt like a normal play. Like, man, Foot go back and forth all the time. You're like, yeah, back in Denver, you wasn't playing a run. I'm like, what film is you talking about? Like, I thought I was playing a run back then. Like, I thought I was a better run defender than I was a pass rusher initially. So, like, I don't know where that came from, but it feel like that's just making a play, like, manning up. Like, it's a time when you got to go around. It's a time when you got to stand your ground, and that's, like, the stand your ground times. And that's part of me using my keys and knowing, like, reading everything, just know if it's a pass or a run, know, like, what kind of get off I need to have. Like, I just use all my keys so I could be able to be prepared for whatever it is that's coming towards me. Film study, like, everything. Like, I try to prepare myself as much as possible.
Now, Shaq, this offseason, the team decided to hit you with a franchise tag. Most guys would not be fired up if that were to happen. What was your reaction when it was announced?
I'm excited that they want me back here. Like, I want to be back here, so I'm excited they want me back. And I understand the use of the franchise tag. I feel not what I want, but they could use it, and then we still trying to work to get something done. So under that, I want more security, but that's still a lot of money, though. If they're going to give me all that money just for 1 year with no security for them, there's no security for me either, but there's no security for them. So it could be a same situation next year. But yeah, I understand it, but I don't want it, but I understand.
All right, a couple of quick things before you go. You mentioned security. Growing up was not the easiest thing necessarily for you and your brother. You're a father. Your wife, Jordana, says that you want to give your kids a life that you never had. How much fun are you having as a father, and what does it mean to be able to provide these opportunities for your kids?
It's a lot of fun being a father, just doing everything, like, whatever it is. Like, the kids, I love kids. Like, I love kids a lot, so just imagine the love I have for my kids. So just being able to just see, like, the love they have, just seeing them enjoy that day, just the way they interact, it's just all amazing. I just love everything about my kids. Like, I just enjoy having the time with them and playing and hanging out. Like, yeah, kids are everything.
That's awesome. That's great. Now, you had this monster breakout season, and then you get the news that Tom Brady is joining the team. What was your reaction when that became official?
Instantly thought championship in my head when I saw that. Like, instantly thought, like, yeah, we're going to the championship now. But it's still a lot of work that we got to put in. Like, we got a good team on paper, but paper teams never win anything. We all got to go out there. It's going to be a different type of year this year, shorten everything, I'm assuming. So it's going to be a time where we really got to put that work in and communicate and just do it, because it's not going to be given to us. Like, there's a lot of good teams out there. There's a lot of great teams out there, and not just great on paper who've been doing it for a while. So It looked good. We still got to put the work in, though.
So bottom line that for me. I mean, you're right. There's a lot of work to be done, and it's a really unusual offseason. But what's the ceiling? Like, how good can this team be? In other words, there are a lot of teams that talk about wanting to go to the Super Bowl, but now you have Tom Brady. Does that make it feel even more realistic? Is that legitimate now?
Yeah, I feel as though it's a legitimate chance for us to make it there. All we got to do is do what we're supposed to do to get us to the playoffs. Once we get in the playoffs, the sky's the limit from there. But, yeah, I'm excited about our potential down here. I was excited about all the defensive moves we was making. Like, we let one of the guys go, but it's part of the business. Like, I'm going to miss my man Carl. But, like, they doing everything that they could be doing right in my eyes, and I'm excited to be a part of it and change the mediocrity into winning and playoffs and championships.
To change that narrative completely, and what a journey it's been. He's already a Super Bowl champ, a Pro Bowler, and All-Pro. He led the NFL in sacks, went 19.5, and did all of this after being undrafted out of Colorado State back in 2014. Shaq, great to have you on the show, man. That was the energy that we all needed today. I really appreciate you, and I appreciate you making time. Thanks so much.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate you having me on.
That was great, Shaq. Well done. Good man. It's the kind of energy we needed to start hour number three. I love it. Led the NFL in sacks, win 19.5, and was not starting at Denver. And I love the way he goes about it. He said, look, I'm just a football player. So funny, too. Even the things that he didn't think was necessarily fair, he says with a smile on his face. Like, I didn't know this stuff about me not stopping the run in Denver. I thought I was a better run stopper than I was a pass rusher.